Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. An Israeli official tells the United States Vice President Joe Biden to have some respect for the land of the Bible. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In a speech to a convention in Washington, D.C., the United States Vice President Joe Biden said that Israel must stop building in Judea and Samaria, and in fact, they should dismantle existing outposts in the West Bank, allowing for freedom of movement for the Palestinian people. These remarks from Vice President Biden drew a response from a member of the Israeli Knesset, Kesla Katz, that the Vice President should be a bit more careful when giving instructions to a sovereign democratic state and should have more respect for the Bible, the people of the Bible, and the land of the Bible. Katz said that Mr. Biden's nation is barely 230 years old, and Israel is a land where Jews have lived for thousands of years, building their holy temples and holy places in the very areas that the Vice President says Israel should freeze, locations like Shiloh, Beth El, and the Temple Mount in the old city of Jerusalem. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
An exhortation from an Israeli official to the United States Vice President about having more respect for the land of the Bible has very interesting connections to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden did not mix his words with uncertainty as he addressed the pro-Israeli convention in Washington, D.C. recently, and when he said that Israel must stop building on the land that most Israeli Jews believe God gave to them. These statements by the United States Vice President evoked a response from a member of the Israeli Knesset that the Vice President must have more respect for the Bible, the people of the Bible, and the land of the Bible. In the Bible, in Leviticus 25:23, God says that the land is His land and that He has chosen the Jewish people to be caretakers of the land. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel revealed in Ezekiel 36:22 that God gave the Jewish people this land for His holy name's sake. When he could swear by nothing greater, he promised the Jews this land in His name. Enemies of the Jews in the last days will endeavor to try to take this land from the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel 35, verses 10 to 12. Vice President Biden's statement does indeed move us closer to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...